Welcome to YouBroomIT.com podcast, where love and the mysteries of life meet a girl with a big opinion about everything. Today's installment is how to make money filling out surveys from the comfort of your home. Now, here's your host, Katie Hale.
Welcome to YouBroomIT's latest installment of how to make money working from home. Today, we're going to talk about making money doing surveys. This is one of the most popular and most often asked questions for me specifically on my site. Are there any legitimate survey companies out there that will pay me money to complete online surveys? The answer is yes, but there are some stipulations, there are some things to know, and there are a lot of questions out there that need to be answered. Today, we're going to talk specifically about five things that are important for you to know if you're considering doing surveys as an extra source of income working from home. We hope that these answers and these questions and the things that we're posing to you today will help you to get a better understanding of how this process works and what is true and legitimate in this business, and the fact that, yes, you can indeed make money from home doing surveys. So first, we're going to talk about, number one, we're going to talk about having the right tools. Number two, we're going to talk about being realistic about what it entails and how much money you can make. Number three, we're going to talk about how to really make the money. Not just what the basics are, but how you really dig in and start making real money doing surveys. Number four, I'm going to go over what the best companies are to work with, the ones that we believe are the most legitimate, that pay out the best and offer the best opportunities. And number five, I'm going to talk about who this opportunity is really the best for. What demographic is going to make the most from doing surveys from home? So we hope that we combine these five things today, answer some questions for you, and give you a good standing and a good place to start on working from home, doing surveys, and making a little extra money on the side. Let's get started. Number one, having the right tools for the job. So you cannot become an online survey taker making money doing so at home without the right tools. You cannot take an online survey unless you can get online. This is very simple. We're going to go over very simple, basic things that you need to be able to be successful. Number one, you need internet access. You cannot take an online survey unless you can get online. So quality, consistent internet access. While I could say you could visit your local library to do this, that is true, but you won't make a whole lot of money because you need to be able to check multiple times a week to see what new surveys are out there. And that may not always be convenient if you're having to pop over to your local library. So having your own personal online internet access is extremely important. It's not just important. It is, you have to. You cannot be successful with this without internet access. The second thing kind of ties into the first thing. You have to have a computer. You can do some surveys on your telephone, your smartphone, but a computer, a tablet, laptop, desktop, whatever you choose, you need a computer to be able to access to complete most of these surveys. Number three on the list is you need to be able to be organized. I personally use spreadsheets to keep things organized. I use spreadsheets to keep things organized on many levels with taking surveys. But even if you can't do spreadsheets or don't like doing spreadsheets, you need a method of organization, whether it be post-it notes, a legal pad, just a basic pen and paper that you make notes on of what you've done and who owes you money. You need to be able to take some basic notes, and you need to create a schedule that works for you. Doing surveys online, there are so many companies out there. You need to have a schedule of who you check, when you check them, and how often you check them to determine who has the surveys that you qualify for today. Some of us can't work every day on this. Some people, this may be a part-time evening thing that they do to make a little extra money. Some people may devote one single day a week, all day long, to all they do is surveys. So you need a consistent schedule. Just make sure that you're consistent. So our first topic is having the right tools for the job. You need consistent internet access. You need a laptop, a desktop, a tablet. You need a computer to work on to do this effectively. You need to be able to have spreadsheets or a tracking system of some kind, and you need to have a schedule that you stick to. These are just simple, basic things that are going to help you be successful taking surveys online and making money from them. Number two, we want to look at being realistic about what to expect from taking surveys online. Number one, this is not a full-time income. This is not going to pay you $1,000 a week, $500 a week. It's not even going to be consistent amount of money each week. This is not a full-time income. Taking surveys online is simply a method of making a little extra money here and there to help you pay off debt earlier, to put aside for Christmas presents, to pay for groceries, maybe to take you and your girlfriends out for lunch, to do a girls' night out, date night, mystery shopping, taking surveys, doing all of these things. These are things that do little piece by piece things that make you a little bit of money here and there and gradually add up. These are not full-time work at home jobs. They are, however, work at home jobs that provide an income. That income is not a huge income, but it is an income that you can add to other things that you're doing, selling items online, mystery shopping, surveys. You can do local yard sales. All of those things combined together can create a solid full-time income, but do not rely solely on one of these, like this specifically. Do not rely solely on survey taking to provide a full-time income. This is the most important thing when remembering to be realistic about the outcome. Another thing to be realistic about is surveys rely on demographics. People don't put surveys out there for just anyone to take. Their surveys are very specific. So if you are someone who's sitting down at your computer and a survey pops up for you to take one regarding little girls' toys, the latest toy this year that's going to be hot at Christmas, but you don't have any kids at all, or all you have is little boys, you are not offering a quality opinion or view for that survey. So when they ask you if you have children under a certain age and you say yes, and then they ask if you have a daughter under that age and you say no, don't be upset if you're disqualified for that survey. You aren't qualified, thus you don't get to complete it. Surveys are very demographic based. So making sure that you are understanding of that and don't get upset when you don't qualify for a lot of surveys is very important. There are certain kinds of demographics that certain times of the year for certain companies, for certain brands are going to be very highly sought after. So if you're not sought after for one thing, you may be for another. Another thing to be realistic about is that most surveys pay very little per survey. You may be spending 10 to 15 minutes on a single survey and only make $2 to $3. And this is reality in doing surveys online. There are some companies that pay a lot more per survey, and there are some surveys that pay a lot more. But most surveys online are going to pay anywhere from 50 cents to $5 each. This is reality. While there are some out there that pay more, the bulk, I would say 75% or more of surveys online you earn money from pay less than $5 per survey. So as you are looking into doing this as a source of income, you need to be realistic about the fact that it's going to take a multitude of surveys to reach what you would consider a part-time income. That is why we continue to stress over and over and over again that this is not a full-time income. We're going to move on to number three in our list today, which is how to really make the money doing surveys. This is what everybody wants. This is the meat of the matter. This is what everybody really wants to know. So I've signed up for the companies. How do I really make the money? Well, you need to be consistent. Number one, you have to be consistent. You have to continually go back every day, every week, every month, and check that survey site for new opportunities. When you receive an email in your email account, you need to make sure that you go immediately or as soon as you can and check, because those emails go out to not just you, but hundreds and sometimes thousands of people. And if there's only room for 500 people, the first 500 people are going to get in. If you wait 3 days to respond to that email, you're probably not going to get in on that survey. So being consistent and being timely is extremely important when taking surveys online to make money. Another thing to remember in how to really make the money is don't put all your eggs in one basket, okay? Don't sign up for just one company and expect that company to pay your wage. You need, in survey companies, there are so many out there that are quality that you need to stretch out and you need to sign up for a multitude of companies so that you have a higher chance of making money. Number three, make sure that you update your demographic information regularly. When you have a child, when you turn a year older, when you buy a new car, when you move to a different city, all of those things are important for demographic reasons when it comes to taking surveys. So make sure once a quarter, at least, you go in, you look at what demographic information you have input in your account, and you update as needed. This is really important for you getting all of the quality surveys for your demographic. Number four on my list, and this is very, very important when working with surveys, keep notes and follow up. While every company that I recommend has been very consistent in paying for everything that I've completed, there are a lot of instances where it won't, where you may, something slips through the cracks and you don't get paid for a survey that you completed. You need to keep notes. If you completed a survey, take screenshots and save them in a file, or take a note and say, completed this survey, this is the payout, and check back routinely to make sure that you're being paid. And if you aren't, that's what customer service is there for. They can let you know why. Did you not complete it properly? Was something left out? Did you not qualify? Has it just been delayed in processing? Or did they just inadvertently miss out? While I have not personally had problems with this, I still am always someone who wants to back up, to take notes, and make sure that I follow up and I'm on top of things. So even though I haven't had problems with payouts, I recommend that you always take notes and make sure that you follow up just in case you are the one rare instance where there's a problem getting something paid out. Number four in our list of things for making money doing surveys is learning what the best companies are. Now, I have a list of a few companies that I highly recommend, and I'm going to give you the reasons why. But I want to give you more specifically reasons, things that you want to look for in best companies. You want to look for a company that has high good reviews and minimal to no negative reviews. When you're reading negative reviews on companies, understand that when some people may complain, well, they only paid $1 per survey, but did they pay you? The more important thing is not how much they paid per survey, but that they consistently paid out as they promised. Because a company that consistently pays out $1 per survey, those dollars can add up. You do $1 survey per day every year, that's $365 that you made doing surveys this year. So rather than being concerned about the payout amount, look at the overall consistency of, do they actually pay out and do they charge a fee for you to cash out or for you to participate in their program? If they charge a fee for you to cash out or participate in the program, it's something that I consider you don't need to actually sign up with. I don't like to pay to take surveys. I don't believe that it is a legitimate way to make money. So if you sign up with a company and it wants you to pay or wants you to pay a fee to cash out, they're typically a company that I want to avoid. The exception is when a company is having to cut a check to mail to you. Some companies will charge a $1 to $5 fee for cutting a check and mailing to you rather than doing a direct deposit or sending you money via PayPal or gift card. In those instances, I don't have a problem paying a fee to get my check cut because I know I'm going to get the check in the mail and it's just a matter of their processing fee. So if you're having to pay a fee up front, that's a no. If you have to pay a small fee to have a check cut and mailed to you, then depending on the fee total, that's okay by my standards. Let's look at specific companies, though, now that I recommend. Number one, Pinecone Research. Pinecone Research has been around for a very long time. Pinecone Research typically looks for a younger demographic, ages 18 to 24. They also routinely are looking for men and for Hispanic survey takers. So these demographics are very specific. If you fall in those categories, you're much more likely to get good quality surveys. Pinecone is pretty flat rate, $3 per survey most of the time. They cut a check and mail it out to you. I like Pinecone because they're consistent. When I was in the age demographic, 18 to 24, I got new surveys every week and I could make easily $30 a month from them. $30 a month doesn't seem like a lot, but $30 a month is a night out for dinner or getting a manicure, or $30 a month putting it back for Christmas is several hundred dollars to put toward Christmas by the end of the year. Pinecone Research is a great company to go with. Another company that I found to be really good is American Consumer Opinion. The survey pricing varies. I've seen things as low as $1.50, and I've seen some surveys pay out as high as $150. Those $150 surveys, though, often required that you purchase something and do a review on that purchase. So the $150 included your reimbursement. So make sure you read the fine lines, the fine print, and make sure you understand what you're getting into before you sign up for the survey. And that is another exception. On some occasions with some companies, I don't have a problem buying something in advance that I will be reimbursed with. American Consumer Opinion is one of those companies I trust. They're great, high quality. They tend to have a lot of wide variety of surveys and wide variety of demographic regions that you can use. Another company that I recommend is Opinion Outpost. Opinion Outpost is a more general survey company that pays anywhere from 50 cents to $2-3 per survey. Demographics can be tough. It's hit and miss. But when you do, they have a very low payout threshold. So you make $10, you can get that $10 sent to you by PayPal or a gift card or whatever your choice is. So I like having lower payouts so I'm not working months and months and months before I get a paycheck. Opinion Outpost is great because it has a lower payout threshold and they're consistent to pay in a timely manner. another couple of companies that are not just for surveys, but they do include surveys. And I want to include in the list because they are reward companies that I've used for years and I really enjoy. And that is Swagbucks and Inbox Dollars. Both of these companies are reward programs. You have several options of earning money with them outside of just taking surveys. There are daily polls. There are videos you can watch. There are certain things you can download. You can print coupons through their apps. You can complete surveys. You can answer questions. You can even do internet searches and give them information back from what you've searched. These two companies are great ways to earn extra money. Swagbucks, set it as your search engine. Download their toolbar, and you will find yourself earning bucks fairly quickly that you can cash in for PayPal Cash or gift cards. While they don't cut you a check like some companies, and they won't offer a direct deposit, they will pay you cash out for via PayPal. And it takes a few hundred Swagbucks to get to that point, but it's worth it. I also enjoy it. It's a great, easy way to use as a search engine or to print my coupons if I print coupons and earn a few extra Swagbucks that I can then convert and get Amazon gift cards. I love shopping at Amazon. I can earn anywhere from $5 to $10 in Amazon gift cards just from search engine and doing their daily poll each month. So it's a simple, easy thing that you can earn a little extra money. And they do have surveys that sometimes pay $5 to $20 each. Some of them are only a dollar each, but they're very simple, easy to work with companies that I think that you should include in your list of quality companies that you can work with. Lastly, I want to look at who is this best for? Who is best at doing surveys at home to earn extra money? It's very simple. If you have internet access, you have time on your hands, this is a good option for you. Someone who sits and plays online at night after they get off work. Demographic-wise, I would look at people who are stay-at-home moms, college students, individuals who have teenage kids who aren't, they're not involved with a lot, having to do homework helps with, might have free time in the evenings, empty nesters, retired individuals. Anyone really can do surveys. It's just a matter of the time you have. I also recommend you don't do this at work. If you have a full-time job outside of your home, this is not something you want to do there. You want to do this at home. It is a work at home opportunity, not a do it at work while my bosses can watch me do it opportunity. Okay. So keep that in mind. But working from home, doing surveys, there are a lot of legitimate companies out there. This is a true way that you can make money at home. This is, however, a way that takes time. It does require patience. It requires you to work hard and be consistent to make anything that's of a significant amount. This will not be a full-time income, but it can be a great part-time income. We are excited to continue bringing you weekly installments of ways that you can make money from home. And this week, we hope that we've clarified some questions for you regarding working from home, doing surveys. We hope that you come back again for our next installment, another method, another way that you can make money working from home. If you have any questions, comments, or potential new topics you want us to discuss, feel free to check out our site, ubroomit.com. Leave us a comment on this podcast, or you can email us at khale@ubroomit.com. We hope you've enjoyed this, and we hope that you can step out and start making money working from home just like we do.
And thank you for joining us for another installment of ubroomit.com. If you're a podcaster and would like more information about professional production done for your audio with openers, closers, music, voiceovers, or voice sessions, please check us out at docbryce.com. That's docbryce.com or email us at me@docbryce.com.